Welcome to the Voice of Hope. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope is a place where you can receive an encouraging word from the Lord. Every Sunday I come on the radio on Voice of Hope, but I've also started producing a video cast, a little 10-minute video cast on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays that you can find on Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark on Facebook or Facebook Voice of Hope Today, or on YouTube, Voice of Hope Today. And so I'd encourage you to watch my podcast during the week and receive just a little encouraging word from the Lord. Because we live in difficult and challenging times, and the Word of God is what gives us hope during this time. Jesus Christ is the one that gives us hope during this time. Jesus Christ came to earth, lived as a man, died on a cross, and rose again so that we could have a hope and a future. And so here on the Voice of Hope, I like to teach from the Word of God to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. When you listen to Voice of Hope, I'd encourage you to get a piece of paper and write down the scripture verses I look at, because I look at quite a few scripture verses. I'm a Bible teacher, and so I like looking and showing things in the Word of God, because my word has no authority, but God's word has great authority. And so I want to preach and teach from God's Word. But as I say, we've been facing challenging times, and God has been talking to me about faith, hope, and love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, Paul says, everything's going to go away, but three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. And he said the greatest of these is love. And so God has been talking to me about faith, hope, and love. And so today I want to talk about the God of hope. And I want to begin by looking in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans 15, 13. You can just write that down and look at it later. It says there, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we just pray that you'll speak to us today by your Spirit. Encourage every person that's listening to this, so that they may be strengthened in you today by your Spirit and by your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. So Paul says there in Romans 5, 15, 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So here we see where our focus in this verse is on the God of hope. Just like God is love, God is hope. Love comes from God. True love, and I talked about that the other week, true love comes from God. Agape love, true love comes from God. And our relationship with God enables us to love other people because God is love. But hope also comes from God. If we get hope from people or hope from situations or hope from jobs or hope from other things, you can be disappointed in your hope. And hope is more than just wishful thinking. Hope is an expectation. So when you focus on the God of hope, he will fill you with hope, but you get hope from him. And so you develop an expectation that comes from God and comes by the Spirit of God. So Paul says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. What are we believing? We have to believe in the God of hope. See, when we believe in the God of hope, then we will be filled with joy and peace. And so our focus and faith must be on the God of hope. And today, as things get worse and worse in the world, and we face more and more challenges, it is more and more important that we focus our attention on the God of hope. And as we put our trust in him, even though we're in hard situations, he will fill us with joy and peace as we trust in him. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And that comes from the Spirit of God. And so as we focus and put our trust on the God of hope, he fills with joy and peace. And he goes on, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you receive hope by focusing on God, the God of hope. And as you focus on the God of hope, then the Spirit begins to rise up in you and you begin to abound in hope and have an abundance of hope despite the situation that you're facing in the world today, because hope comes from God. You know, when you start a fire, you have to start with real small little pieces of stick to start the fire. You can't start the fire with a big log. You start the fire with small sticks. And the little fire then lights the big fire. And the little fire is hope, and the big fire is faith. See, hope produces faith in our life. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you have to have hope in order to have faith. If you lose hope, you have no place for faith, because faith is built upon hope. So hope is a little fire that lights the big fire of faith. If you don't expect something from God, you won't have faith for it. When you start a car, you have to have a key to start a car, and you have to put the key in the slot, and you have to turn the key to start the car. And I look at the key as hope, and faith is the power of the engine that makes the car go. And so you have to put the key of hope into the key slot, and you have to turn hope in order to fire up the engine of faith so you have power to do what you want to do. In Hebrews 12:1-2, it says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded with a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So the writer of Hebrews is here is talking about joy that comes from hope. And it gives the example of Jesus Christ. This is Hebrews 12:1-2. It says, and he's talking about a race. "Let us lay aside every weight," things that hinder us in our life, sins in our life, and things that ensnare us, temptations, distractions, discouragements, all these things that try to slow us down. You know, when you run a race, you can't carry a lot of things in a race. No, you lay everything aside to run the race. And we can't run the race that God has called us to without laying everything aside. And when you walk in sin, sin hinders the race. Sin hinders your ability to run. Things in life hinder the ability to run. You know, you have to put your focus on the God of hope, and then you run with perseverance the race that God set before you. And he says, run with endurance the race set before you. And he says, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus is our example of running the race. And Jesus suffered greatly. He suffered. He was beaten and tortured. He was hung on a cross, and he died a terrible death. And he suffered that suffering because of a hope that he had in his life, an expectation. See, I think when Jesus went to the cross, he could see Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit came down in Acts chapter 2 in the church. 3,000 people were saved. Then 5,000 people were saved, and people were added to the church daily. All those salvations were possible because of Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood for our sin. And so Jesus, when he died on the cross, he looked forward with expectation and hope in what was going to be accomplished through his death. He could look down through history, and now he sees that there are millions of Christians all over the world because of his death and resurrection. He can look down through history and see you and me, that if we're born again and saved, we are saved as a result of his death and resurrection. So Jesus endured the cross and despised the shame and endured the pain of the cross because he was looking toward the future with hope and expectation of what was going to come as a result of the suffering he was going through. And he says, we need to run the race the same way. And when you run a race, you begin, your body begins to ache. You begin to have pains in your body. You have a hard time breathing as you run this race, and you feel like quitting. But you don't quit because you're looking toward the finish line. You're looking toward the end of the race. You're looking toward finishing the race and winning a prize. So you press forward in this race. So we're in this race in life, and we go through trials and difficulties and temptations and things, but we look forward with expectation, and we look to the God of hope, and because that is the focus of our faith and focus of our hope. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. So as you have hope and you allow and focus on the God of hope, hope begins to rise in your life. Expectation begins to rise in your life. And that expectation produces faith in you to do what God has called you to do. A good example of that is Abraham, the father of faith. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, Genesis 12, 1 and 2, it says there, "Now the Lord said to Abraham," so God spoke to Abraham, "get out of your country and from your family and from your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." Then verse 4 says, "So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him." So God gave a promise to Abraham that I am going to make you a great nation, I will bless you, and through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And so Abraham had, because of God's promise, Abraham had this hope, this expectation that he was going to be a great nation and be a blessing to people. But he had to act in faith. He says, God says, if you need to leave your country, and says, so Abraham departed from his country and went on this journey. We see this again in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews 11, 8. It says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place that he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise." So Abraham heard God's voice. God spoke to Abraham, and God told Abraham what he needed to do. And so Abraham had hope. He had an expectation of the promise of God. But he had to apply faith. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is an expectation, but faith is an action. Abraham believed God, expected what God had promised to him, and because of that, he obeyed God and in faith left his country, left his home, and went to a land he did not know in faith. But hope is what ignited the faith, but faith was necessary to receive the promise. And you continue on in Hebrews 11, verse 11, it says, "By faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." It says, "Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is on the seashore." And so we see here, it says, Sarah, by faith, she was able to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah's faith was not in the promise. Sarah's expectation was not in the promise. God had promised Abraham and Sarah they would have a child, but now they were very old. Abraham was over 100 years old. Sarah was over 90 years old. She had never had a child. She was barren. It looked like an impossible situation, but God had given a promise and an expectation. They, by faith, had stepped out on the promise that God had given to them, expecting that God was going to do what he had promised to do. But it says that she judged him faithful who had promised. Her focus was not on the promise. Her focus was on the God of hope. Her focus was on God. See, when we focus on God's promise, we don't know when God's promise is going to come to pass. It may come next week. It may come next month. It may come next year. We don't know how God's promise is going to come to pass. But our hope is not in the promise. Our faith is not in the promise. Our hope and our faith are in the God of hope, the God who gave the promise, because God never changes. So when our expectation is of God, and when our faith is in God, our expectation and our faith will not waver despite what we're going through, because it is not in the promise, it's in the one who gave the promise and has the ability to fulfill the promise. So God wants to birth in us a spirit of expectation of what he is going to do. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, Paul talks about suffering and glory, the kind of suffering we go through. So Romans 8:18, Paul says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to compared with the glory which we shall be revealed to us." So Paul here goes on to talk about the kind of suffering we go through. And he said the suffering doesn't compare to the glory which will be revealed in us. Glory is God's character and nature. Glory is the promises of God. Just like Jesus said, Jesus was willing to suffer the death of the cross because of hope and expectation of the glory he would receive. We too are willing to do that. Paul said, "I am willing to go through this suffering because of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ." And he goes on to say, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope in that which he does not see?" So we are saved in this hope. He said, we are going through suffering. We're going through tribulation. We're groaning in the middle of our suffering. It is difficult the time we're going through, but we serve a God of hope. Our expectation is of God. And by faith, we step out in what God has called us to do. You see, Abraham, first of all, had to hear God. When he heard God's promises, hope lifted up. He abounded in hope. By the Spirit, hope began to rise in him. Here he had a barren wife, but he had hope and expectation because God had spoken to him. And then in faith, he obeyed what God had called him to do. And because he did that, he received the promise that God had given. He received the child, and through him, his descendants became like the stars in the heaven, like a sand on the seashore. And all nations of the earth have been blessed through Abraham because Abraham had a hope and an expectation and operated in faith. See, we need to hear from God. As we hear from God, hope arises in us. And as hope arises, we begin to do what God has called us to do. So in Romans 8:24, it says, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he does see? But if we hope for that which we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." So we are running this race, but we have a hope in God. We have a God of hope. Our focus is on a God of hope. Our hope is in God in the midst of what we're going through. And hope is, he says, hope. We don't hope in what we see. We hope in what we don't see. We have an expectation of what is coming. We have an expectation of the reward. The runner may not see the end of the race. He may just see just a little ways ahead of him. He may see other runners ahead of him. His body may be crying out. But he can see in his eye of faith, an eye of hope, the end of the race. He can see the reward. And Paul says our salvation is in that hope. We are saved in this hope. Our salvation today is in Jesus Christ. Our salvation is our hope in God, our hope and faith in Jesus Christ. If you are struggling today, if you are discouraged and facing problems today, I want to encourage you to lift up your eyes and focus on the God of hope. If you're not saved, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, because we are saved in this hope. this hope of what Christ has accomplished for us, a hope that we have a future in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, says, "But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." So we can't even imagine what God has for us. See, we get so caught up with what we see. And we see all these problems. We're going through all these problems. And the problems are very real. The challenges are very real. We're all facing more challenges today than we ever have before. But, you know, in the midst of all those challenges, our salvation is in our hope. Our expectation of what Jesus Christ is going to do for us. Our expectation in the promise of God. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it even entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God will reveal to them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God. See, the Holy Spirit, just like God spoke to Abraham and gave him promise. The Holy Spirit, in the midst of your challenges, in the midst of your problems, in the midst of discouragement, the Holy Spirit, as you focus on the God of hope, the Holy Spirit will arise in you and you will abound in hope because you'll hear the voice of the Spirit speaking something to you that he wants to accomplish in this life. And so this promise, these great things, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor is it entered the heart of the man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So love is the root of hope, a love relationship with God. And love produces hope, and hope produces faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans 5, 5 says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which was given to us." So we focus on a God of hope. We put our faith on a God of hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So hope is birthed out of a love relationship with God. As you grow more in love with God, hope will arise in you. See, if you love money and love other things, then your hope will be in other things. If your love is in God, your hope will be in God. I think about the disciples that followed Jesus. You know, the disciples, they spent all their time with Jesus. When they woke up, they were with Jesus. They walked through the day with Jesus. They saw Jesus heal the sick, cast out demons, multiply bread. You know, life for those disciples was exciting because they gave their lives fully to Jesus Christ. They were committed fully to him. They were following him. And so every day I can see the disciples just getting up all excited. I wonder what's going to happen today. I wonder what Jesus is going to do today. I wonder who Jesus is going to heal. I wonder what kind of miracle I'm going to see today. See, their love for Jesus and commitment to Jesus produced a hope in their heart. And they were not disappointed in that hope because they saw Jesus' power manifested because of the love relationship they had with Jesus. See, when you love Jesus, you give your life fully to him. When you love Jesus, you put all your hope and expectation in him. He is the God of hope. And when you love Jesus, then everything revolves around Jesus. You know, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, and he was taken away from the disciples were discouraged because of this. The one that they had put hope in was gone, and they were discouraged. And there's a story in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 43, about two disciples after the crucifixion of Jesus were on their road to their home in Emmaus. And while they were walking, they were talking about how Jesus was crucified on the cross and buried, and they were all discouraged and down and sad. And then Jesus came alongside and started to talk with them. But they didn't recognize who Jesus was. And Jesus started to explain to them how the Messiah needed to die on the cross, but how he was going to be raised again. But they said, "Don't you understand? Jesus was crucified and buried. He's gone. And then they arrived at their home, and they invited Jesus in. And when Jesus broke the bread, then their eyes, the Bible says, their eyes were open, and they recognized it was Jesus. And then Jesus disappeared from their sight. And they were so excited that even though it was night, they ran all the way back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. And they were so excited because they had seen the one they loved, Jesus Christ. And when they saw Jesus Christ, hope arose in them. Expectation arose in them. Their life turned from grief to joy. Their life turned from despair into peace because of their love relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, when we fall in love with Jesus and Jesus becomes the center of our life, then we are going to walk in hope and expectation. See, when Jesus is the center of your life, you get up every day expecting, hey, Jesus, what are you going to do today? What's going to happen today? But, you know, it comes out of a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because you walk through the day, you have to be willing to listen to the voice of the Spirit. See, when the disciples walk with Jesus, they had to listen to Jesus. They had to stay close to Jesus. They had to do what Jesus asked them to do. And it was in walking with Jesus and hearing the voice of Jesus that hope arose and they saw the supernatural that Jesus did. You see, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things that God has revealed, prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. See, when we're focused on the God of hope, when we are born again, children of God, and become disciples of Jesus Christ, then we begin to walk in that expectation and hope. We begin to hear the voice of God speaking to us by the Holy Spirit. And we begin to see God do things in our life. And our faith arises. So love is the root of hope. Hope is the plant. And the fruit that comes on the plant is faith. But you have to be rooted in the love of Jesus Christ, rooted in relationship with Jesus Christ. As you walk in relationship with Christ, then hope will arise in your heart and faith will be produced in your life and you will see God's glory revealed in you. I just want to pray for you today that you'll commit your life in a deeper way with Jesus. Lord, I pray for every person listening to the voice of hope today. If they've not accepted you as their Savior, I pray that they will repent of their sins, that they will turn away from sins, that they will accept you as their Savior, Lord God. They will put their hope in you, Lord Jesus. I pray for every believer today who may be facing challenges in their life, facing discouragement and other things, Lord God. I pray today, Lord God, that they will focus on the God of hope. They will fall in love with Jesus Christ. And out of that love relationship with Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that hope will rise in them by the Spirit of God, Lord God. And hope will rise up in them. And faith will explode into their life, Lord God. And they'll begin to see your power demonstrated in their lives. Lord, our life does not revolve around the world. Our life revolves around you. And Lord, we just worship you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Encourage your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday or go on Facebook to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark or on YouTube, the Voice of Hope Today. May God bless you and keep you this week. And I look forward to talking with you again in Jesus' name. Amen.